Hey, Todd, what are your impressions of this Vikings defense, watching them on film? What kind of challenges do you think they'll represent for you guys?
Oh, they're great. Everybody's great on their defense. You know, you have a great front seven and some great DBs and with Smith and T. New as a vet. Trey Wayne has a lot of speed. Rhodes been playing lights out this year. Barr, all those guys, Kendricks, they're definitely going to be my handful this week for sure.
Is it their speed in particular that can kind of stand out, especially from those linebackers?
More just the defense. A lot of stuff. Back maybe a couple years ago, they used to throw more stuff. A lot more simple now, but, they still have that stuff in their back pocket if they want to throw it out. That's what makes them so difficult. The double mug looks, they disguise very well. It's very hard, But, you only can beat yourself, so that's why you got to prepare. Know your protections, get lined up, do what you're going to do, get on the same track as a lineman and be able to pick the blitzes up or whatever and hopefully make them pay for whatever they bring.
Todd, I know you mentioned a little bit last week, but John Sullivan, what do you notice that he's brought that maybe we don't see as far as helping you guys out on the offense?
Oh, he makes everything so much easier. Just far as from the protection standpoint, from the line, me and golf, he just makes, everybody's life so much easier, just understanding the game. He's been doing a great job with Blythe. When he comes in, it's like he doesn't miss a beat. So it's like, I can make the calls without even, having him to make the calls because he's been so well prepared, getting us prepared. We going through protection meetings, him communicating. So he's been definitely a great addition to this team and just knowing the system and what we want and the looks that we need.
And then also you've talked a little bit about just Ted and Reggie. Mm-hmm. But what have they done throughout the week to make sure not only you but all your teammates have been going? Because you guys, almost more than halfway through the season have almost every starter available.
Yeah, we do questionnaires in the morning just to see how our body feel and, I feel like, probably most teams do that, but, they actually look at the data and, if we feel bad, there's no reason to have us out there doing, going full speed when you really can't. So, as long as we communicate with those guys, they've been doing a great job of taking care of us as far as our body, limiting the reps or doing different exercises or, different lifts. So they've been doing a great job. Good to have guys like Reggie, one of the best trainers in the lead, and then Tad, him and his strength staff just coming over and just helping us, get recovered for Sunday.
I know you were always confident in Jared Goff, but have you been surprised with how much better he seems to be already in his second year?
Not really. The guy went number one, dude don't go number one for no reason. So, like I said, with being the number one draft pick or a high draft pick, is reasons why you're a draft pick, So it's not like, you get a number one pick because your team was the worst team that year. Obviously, we traded up to get him, but, you can't expect the dude to come turn around a franchise in a year. That just doesn't work like that. But he's been doing a fantastic job, just like the way he's working. And he's just been bringing it every day, been showing us why he's the quarterback we drafted and doing the exact same thing he's been doing at Cal. So, big ups to him. And, hopefully we can just keep him going and keep getting his offense going.
Is there any specific area that you've seen him take his game to another level? Any specific place where you've seen some really noticeable improvement?
I didn't really, watch him in college, so I really didn't know his game. But, obviously, like I said, just out there making plays. Sometimes even when the pocket collapses, he's able to move around in the pocket and make a couple plays. So that's always huge. That's just football. Everything's not going to go according to the plan every play. So just him being able to get out the pocket and make some plays, that's definitely huge.
On that 94-yard touchdown to Woods last week, McVay mentioned how you were able to pick up that corner blitz. Just how much better do you feel this season at pass protection?
You got to protect the quarterback. You can't protect the quarterback, you're not going to play. So, you got to take pride in that because, if you show you getting your ass whooped every play on pass protection, then they're going to keep blitzing you. So, you know, but now it feels good, especially when you pick up a blitz like that and to see, you know, a touchdown go for 94 yards. It doesn't get much better than that, honestly.
Todd, the way your guys' locker room is set up here, you got, you know, running backs and receivers on mm-hmm. one row. You seem to be kind of making your way all the way through the locker room recently. Is that, and, you know, joking around and stuff, is that something you're doing consciously to kind of keep everyone involved, or is that just...
Nah, that's just me. You know, defense always, they always tell me, oh, you want to be a part of the defense. But, you know, I've always been a defensive guy my whole life, so... I guess I want to be with those guys, but nah, man, I just, you know, I kind of like everybody on the team, mess with everybody on the team, and, you know, we just go from one locker to another.
As a captain and as someone who's, you know, doing especially well this year, do you feel like you kind of have a responsibility to kind of touch base with everyone on the team?
No, not really. I don't know. I just come to work, try to put my best effort, show a little energy, you know, communicate, talk to everybody, check on everybody, see how everybody doing. You know, everything seems, you know, fine and dandy when you're here, but, you know, everybody have real life problems too. So, you know, and you with those guys every day. So, you know, you gotta see how people doing. So just being a good teammate and just being a good person. It's just how I was raised.
Hey, Todd, can you explain to people who may not watch this team as closely how good Johnny Hecker is at his job?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's basically like a second quarterback. If your quarterback can't get the job done, he'll get the job done for you and put your team in great field position. I haven't, you know, I got to the lead. I'm just like, Ponder making $18 million? Like, what is this? But... man, he deserves everything plus more. Like just to see, you know, how we did on offense, and you know he can change the field around. And you know he's a great playmaker. He just making fantastic punts. And it's, you know, he's like, oh, he's just a punter. But like just to see, you know, the situations he can put you in, kick it inside the 5 yard line, kick it whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's tough trying to catch the ball from him. He's definitely, that's why he's one of the best. He's been, what, to the Pro Bowl three years, and he's just he's a great person anyway. But just the stuff Bones teach those guys, you know, that's why he's one of the best in the game.